I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, including THC. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some live calls as well as some recorded calls this hour. That number entitles you to record a question as well as speaking to me live on the air. In a few moments, we'll consider the case of, it's very tragic, a Long Island doctor. She's a doctor here in New York at Langone Medical Center, who unfortunately died from anaphylaxis after eating at a Disney World restaurant. So we'll review that case in just a moment, but we've got a call from Sam on Long Island, or as we pronounce it here in New York, Long Island. How you doing, Sam?
Fine, thank you. I have a question for you. I developed a rash on both my shins, severe rash. The dermatologist prescribed one medication, Pimecrolimus, which didn't work.
Tacrolimus. Yeah. Can I explain what that is to our listeners? Hold on for a second. We'll get back to you. So tacrolimus is an immunosuppressant drug. It's actually related to drugs that are used to prevent rejection of organ transplants. But when applied topically to the skin, it kind of turns down the volume on the immune response that causes inflammation in the skin, in eczema. So it's also referred to as protopic. And how much did that set you back? It's an expensive medication.
I believe we might have gotten the name wrong. It's Pimecrolimus.
Okay, that's a different version of that. Yeah,
but same, right. It wasn't very expensive. It was covered under my plan.
Okay, wasn't expensive for you, but maybe for the the hidden cost is what the insurer has to pay, or what the government has to pay.
It's going to get worse very shortly. It did not work. The rash spread to my calves and eventually to my arms, but not with the same texture. The dermatologist at first thought I had atopic dermatitis.
Yeah.
He called a colleague in. They couldn't figure out exactly what it was, and then prescribed Opzelura. That turned out to be a very pricey cream, which fortunately was covered by my plan. This does work, but I could never rid myself of the residual patches on my legs.
Right. Okay, so when it comes to, obviously this program is about intelligent medicine. We love the high-tech medical innovations that can banish skin disorders. We now have a whole raft of medications for psoriasis and even oral and injectable medications, potent medications that suppress the immune system for atopic dermatitis. There is really a case to be made for the impact of nutrition, diet, and nutritional supplements on skin conditions. And, I could do a whole program or a series of programs on you know, studies that show that food intolerances or excess sugar or the presence of harmful ingredients can cause immune reactions. Let's put it that way. It's not an allergic reaction, because, you know, we're going to talk in a moment about an anaphylactic reaction. You eat something and then, you know, your throat closes and you have a life-threatening condition. But it is possible for slowly developing reactions to affect the skin. And it's not like, well, you know, I had a peanut and then all of a sudden I developed, you know, rashes on my shins. It takes time for these reactions to develop. There could be a relation to the microbiome. We know that dysbiosis, or an abnormal balance of bacteria within the intestinal tract, create a propensity for inflammation. It could be a specific food. It could be that you really need to undertake a gluten-free diet and see what happens there. You know, hopefully, you know, when you have a skin condition like that, you're being tested for sensitivity to gluten. Or even celiac disease. Celiac disease does manifest with skin lesions, but they, you know, they have a characteristic appearance, and, you know, perhaps yours don't really meet the description. There's also the issue of the potential for nutritional supplements to have a beneficial effect. And my favorites are high-dose omega-3 oils. Borage oil also is very good for dry skin conditions and itchy skin conditions. Vitamin D makes sense for skin conditions. And so those are some of the things that I would employ if you came to see me as a patient. Another thing that I find helpful for enigmatic skin conditions, and really some challenging skin conditions, is something called low-dose naltrexone. Now, that you'd have to get via prescription, and it's a low dose of the same medications that they tout. And in fact, you know, I've got a TV monitor on here in my studio. And just as we speak, there's a public service announcement about naloxone, which is a medication that they say everybody should have around, because if you're a party or somebody, you know, has taken something, you know, some suspicious pill and it contains fentanyl and they're overdosing, you just spray this in their nose and they wake up. Well, all right, that doesn't sound too tempting as a thing you might want to take casually, but very low doses of the same medication, it's called low-dose naltrexone, can be helpful for immune conditions. And I've helped patients with chronic itchy skin conditions, even psoriasis, with low-dose naltrexone. And it's worth a try. It's an inexpensive medication. You can get it from a doctor, but you obviously need a prescription for it. Don't use the nasal spray, because that's much too high a dose. That's not going to work for your skin condition. So there you have it. I mean, I think we could have a very extensive discussion about the impact of diet and supplements on conditions like acne, psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, and so on. And then, of course, you know, there's the environmental things, like, you know, what's going on in terms of the, you know, soaps you're using. You know, are you using potent chemicalized deodorant soaps? What's in your laundry detergent? What are some of the factors there that may have an irritating effect on your skin? Those are some of the routes that I would pursue. Yes, you can tamp it down with the immunosuppressive medication, but maybe you want to heal your skin, not so much from the outside in, but from the inside out, working on the inside, to get at the ultimate cause, the trigger of your skin inflammation. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, tragic story. A Long Island doctor was having a family vacation in Disney World, and she went to a restaurant, and she ordered vegan fritter, scallops, onion rings, and a vegan shepherd's pie. She was an accomplished and respected physician at NYU Langone Hospital, right here in New York, where I trained, one of the places I trained during my residency. They note, and there's a lawsuit around this, obviously, they note that the waiter guaranteed that certain foods could be made allergen-free, and they confirmed this, quote, several more times, so she felt secure in ordering these foods. Her allergies were to nuts and dairy. And those can really, I mean, I As I've recounted sometimes on this program, I once had to administer it to a man on a plane flight who had inadvertently consumed dairy, and he almost died. But I was able to resuscitate him with epinephrine, epinephrine followed by a Benadryl injection as an emergency measure while the plane while the plane landed. It was quite a scene around 20 years ago. All right. So they say shortly after eating, while shopping, her name is Dr. Tang Swan, foreign name. Dr. Tang Swan began having severe difficulty breathing. She collapsed to the floor and 911 was called. And despite self-administering an EpiPen, she carried an EpiPen because she knew she had a propensity to anaphylactic reactions. So you got to have an EpiPen with you at all times, you know, at home, in the car glove compartment, at the office, and on your person. It wasn't enough. It didn't work. And sometimes the EpiPens don't work. And in fact, on the plane flight, the instance where I was called to take care of this person, you know, they made an announcement, is there a doctor on board? And I went to help. The epinephrine that I injected didn't work. And so I had to borrow a necktie from a passenger and tie off the guy's arm and inject Benadryl, IV Benadryl. Oral Benadryl takes a while to work. IV Benadryl works quickly, and he pulled out of it, fortunately. But the EpiPen only buys you time. It keeps you alive so that you can get to an emergency department for more definitive treatment, such as intravenous Benadryl and sometimes intravenous steroids. That's how they deal with these things. So anyway, lawsuit, obviously, going to be a big mess. The problem is, EpiPens recently experienced an outrageous price hike. They went from, I don't know, maybe high single-digit price, which is still expensive, to hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And so the net result of that, this is after an effort by Mylan Pharmaceutical to raise the list price for a pair of EpiPens to $600 from just $100 in 2008. And what they figured is, let's buy the patent on this. It's the medication is epinephrine, which is very generic, but the delivery system had a patent. So they bought the patent and they tried to corner the market on EpiPen, and it was extortionate. So they said the proposed settlement, they've been ordered to pay $264 million in restitution as a result of a class action lawsuit alleging it engaged in a scheme to delay generic competition to its EpiPen allergy treatment. So when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between the gut microbiota, the microbiome, and anaphylactic allergies. It's an interesting story. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, continuing that story on anaphylactic reactions. We're talking about EpiPens. There was initially some hope last year that they were coming up with an alternative to EpiPens because they're expensive and not everybody has access to them. And they were going to approve a nasal spray called Neffy, which would be the first needle-free option for emergency allergic reactions and serve as an alternative to the widely used EpiPen. So initially there was a sign that they were going to approve it, and then they rescinded that potential approval, noting that the FDA advisory panel had recommended approval in May, but they said not so fast, because they weren't sure that this is really going to be effective. And we're talking about life-threatening reactions here. So how do you test this out? I mean, it's really hard to do studies on this, because what are you going to do, induce an anaphylactic reaction in a human and then see if their life is going to be saved by the nasal spray, when we know that EpiPens are the treatment of choice? So they said, well, we need some, you know, we need to study this more before we approve it. So why are there so many allergic reactions? Well, interesting story here in Scientific American, March 20, 2024. Babies' gut bacteria predict allergy risk. It turns out that helpful bacteria seem to reduce allergic disease in kids. Now, what's been happening over the past few years? We see a dramatic increase in food allergies in children and now adults. And this has to do with several developments. First of all, improved hygiene. Kids are not exposed so much to germs. And the result is maybe the gut is not properly populated with bacteria that you basically get from exposure to, say, farm animals and dirt. Turns out that children who grow up on farms have less in the way of food allergies. And then there's also the overuse of antibiotics. And then there are C-sections, which obviate the passage of children through the vaginal canal, which actually inoculates them with helpful bacteria. And then there's all kinds of cosmetic antibacterial soaps and products that we use. And the net result is that we're killing off the good bacteria, and we're not allowing beneficial bacteria to take hold in the GI tracts of our children. So this is a big problem. And the suggestion is that maybe diet could be a factor, a healthy diet with plenty of prebiotic fiber, but also beneficial probiotics, maybe a hedge against food allergies and help us avoid tragedies like that which befell my colleague from NYU, Langone. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Fullscript Also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an interesting article about vitamin D for prevention of juvenile diabetes. There is a way, to some extent, to predict the onset of juvenile diabetes. Some kids are genetically prone. They may have a strong family history. They have certain genetics, which can make it more likely, not certain, but put them at high risk for developing what is called juvenile onset or type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes. And they also have antibodies to islet cells in the pancreas. And the islet cells are the cells that produce insulin. That's an early herald of deteriorating blood sugar control, even before the blood sugar starts to go haywire. So what can you do? Well, they did some trials in the past with high-dose vitamin B3, niacinamide. It didn't pan out. And then they also did some trials with powerful immunosuppressive drugs, because it's an autoimmune disease. They thought that by suppressing the immune system, they could slow the progression to diabetes, but there were more side effects than benefits. Now there's a study that reveals the promise of high-dose vitamin D. So they did this for a year, 12 months, randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. They gave 50,000 IUs of vitamin D2 per week for 2 months. So that sounds like a lot, but it's only, you know, do the math, 50,000 per week is like 7,000 per day for 2 months. And then they cut back to once every 2 weeks for 10 months. And what they found was that there was a reduction in the rate of increase in hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of blood sugar, and there was a protective effect on beta cell function, and there was partial clinical remission in young people with newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes. So it wasn't a slam dunk, but it could ameliorate the severity of the destruction of the islet cells, which leads to dependency on insulin. So very interesting study. Also, talking about diabetes, the FDA is very stingy about permitting what are called qualified health claims. So they've done some no-brainers, like, for example, you can make a claim that fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of cancer, fiber versus heart disease, and low-sodium diets versus hypertension. A surprise addition has been the approval of a qualified health claim for yogurt as a hedge against diabetes. Why should that work? Well, the FDA really states that there is some credible evidence supporting a relationship between yogurt intake and reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. What's going on there? Well, there was a 14% protective effect against type 2 diabetes for each serving of yogurt consumed per day. And it wasn't about the dairy, because they compared it to any other kind of dairy, you know, whether it's cheese or whether it's milk or other dairy products that were non-fermented. No effect was seen. The researchers note probiotic bacteria have been shown to improve lipid profiles and antioxidant status in type 2 diabetic patients. So again, it's the effect of the microbiome on the immune system and on metabolism that may be the secret sauce here. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep. L-tryptophan, 5-HT, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood, as well as sleep-wake cycles. And they're available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science, and I use them. Plus, they're also a very economical opportunity to many of the more expensive brands. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of the recorded calls.
I'm wondering about, I'm on Eliquis because I'm in remission with the AFib, kind of, you know, I had the ablation, it was successful. But my cardiologist wants me to really, really have a low cholesterol. My primary doctor says it's really in an okay range. It's never been high. It went a little high, the LDL ratio, not too high. And then it went down again. My doctor says it's okay. My cardiologist, who I've known even longer, says he really wants it lower because my mother and father both had hypertension. What about krill oil? How is that? Would that not do well with the blood thinner?
Okay. Yeah. You know, krill oil is something that has, you know, maybe slight blood thinning effects when used on its own. But actually, studies have shown that fish oil, which has been studied, and similar to krill oil, which probably hasn't been studied in relationship to taking it simultaneously with blood thinners, does not, I repeat, does not increase the risk for bleeding episodes. So it is compatible with Eliquis. You know, as to your other questions, you know, is the krill oil going to lower your cholesterol? Probably not, but it is certainly something that has benefits in terms of reducing cardiovascular risk, because we know fish oil has that effect, and potentially krill oil can replicate those benefits. You know, as to whether you really need to lower your cholesterol and go on a very low cholesterol diet, well, first the question is, does the low cholesterol diet really dramatically lower your cholesterol? In many cases, it doesn't, especially when you eat too much in the way of starchy carbohydrates. And B, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? Because you've got atrial fibrillation, which is a heart problem, but it's a different problem. It's an electrical problem. It's not a plumbing problem, you know, as when you have blockage in your arteries. So, yeah, I don't know. These days, I mean, there's kind of a mania for lowering cholesterol. And in spite of the fact that you have some family history of heart disease, I'm not sure if it's uniformly required that everyone get their LDL below a certain magic number. And that's actually the basis of a lot of conversations I'm having in the office these days, second opinions from people who've been told they need to be on statins, and sometimes they do. I'm not an ultra really opposed, but sometimes it's actually overkill. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, speaking of cardiovascular disease, here's a risk factor that you didn't really consider. Increasingly, concerns have been raised over the ubiquity of minute plastic fragments in food, water, and the environment. They're referred to as microplastics. Now, this is different from then worries over the leaching of harmful chemicals like phthalates or BPA or PFAS from plastic containers and wrappers. Since plastic doesn't degrade like organic matter, say like paper bags, it persists as tiny, even microscopic particles. We call them microplastics. Recently, Columbia University researchers used a new sensitive method to detect microparticles in beverages from ordinary plastic bottles. And what they found was kind of shocking. They found hitherto unmeasured infinitesimal nanoplastics at levels hundreds of times higher than previously acknowledged. The potential health hazards posed by these microparticles are unknown. But, and this is a brand new study, it's just a blockbuster study out of New England Journal of Medicine, entitled Microplastics and Nanoplastics in Atheromas and Cardiovascular Events. What atheromas are plaque and gunk in the arteries. And they looked at the levels of these microplastics in atheromas taken from patients with heart disease. And what they found was patients with carotid artery plaque in which micro and nanoplastics were detected had a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death from any cause at 34 months of follow-up than those in whom these micro nanoplastics were not detected. So this is a hitherto unknown risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Plastic, which actually gets absorbed in the body, infiltrates into virtually every organ, every crack and crevice of the human body, and enters the bloodstream and deposits itself in the plaque in your coronary arteries and makes it more likely that the plaque will rupture and cause a catastrophic event like a heart attack or stroke or death. A previous study has theorized, and I'm quoting, microparticles influence vital physiological functions such as inflammation, coagulation, and cell differentiation, and may trigger pathophysiological mechanisms which contribute to the genesis of atherosclerosis and thrombosis. Thrombosis means blood clots, the cornerstones for the development of cardiovascular disorders. So, you know, like we're worried about cholesterol, we're worried about, family history. Environmental pollutants, including things like lead, industrial pollutants, these are things that may accelerate our risk for cardiovascular disease as well. We should pay attention to them. 877-726-8255 are a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And in the waning moments of our program, perhaps you won't have a chance to call, but if you got a question, you can call during the week and record your question at 877-726-8255, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I take Hawthorne with carbidadol? I have a serious heart problem. It only works at 30%. I would rather go natural.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't think it's an either or because it sounds like you have CHF, congestive heart failure, because that's what carvedilol is for. It's a beta blocker, but it's a type of beta blocker that slows the heart rate without weakening the heartbeat. The theory is that if you have congestive heart failure, which means your heart isn't pumping blood efficiently and your heart's going bun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun like really fast, Those fast beats are less efficient at pumping the blood out than if you have a slower, steady beat like da-dum, 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 da-dum. So it slows the heart rate, but at the same time doesn't weaken the heart. Somewhat effective, not completely effective. You can take Hawthorne. I have a little meta-analysis on Hawthorne in front of me here. It showed that 8 trials, including 632 patients with chronic heart failure, provided data that were suitable for the study. And what they discovered was that there was a beneficial effect on symptoms such as shortness of breath and fatigue with Hawthorne as compared with placebo, and side effects were minimal. So there's a case to be made for Hawthorne as a mild heart tonic that is compatible with a beta blocker, it may enhance the effects of the beta blocker, which in this case is good and not dangerous. It's not going to interfere with the effects of that. But if you have heart failure, I strongly recommend that you follow the recommendations of the late Stephen Sinatra, who really pioneered integrative cardiology, and recommended that people with heart failure take a combination of things, and in particular, high-dose coenzyme Q10, as high as 6 or 800 milligrams of CoQ10, or you can take ubiquinol, which is thought to be even more bioavailable. Take high-dose coenzyme Q10. Yeah, it's a little pricey, but it's worth it and can really make a difference in your subjective symptoms. And also consider the other things that he recommended, magnesium, D-ribose, and L-carnitine. These are all helpful for energetics of the heart muscle and can help support the pumping action of the heart. And, you know, really, the science is there. Those things really can work. Let's focus on the immune system because it's an important consideration these days as infectious diseases make their rounds. It's time to empower your immune system with Empower. It's spelled I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. And it's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily for prevention, and I prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days, frankly? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, let's talk about CGMs, continuous glucose monitors. I recently did a podcast on the subject with Dr. Paul Kolodzic. He's author of The Continuous Glucose Monitor Revolution for Non-Diabetics. And, you know, diabetics use them to decide whether they need insulin or whether their blood sugar is plummeting and they need to eat something. But they're great for non-diabetics because you can really get a fix on which foods send your blood sugar through the roof. And it's really a teachable moment. Using one for a month or two, you can discover all kinds of things about what your diet's doing to your blood sugar, what exercise does to your blood sugar, say if you have a cold or you're under the weather, you'll see that your blood sugar soars, and even sleep patterns have an impact on your blood sugar. You pull an all-nighter, if you travel, you're going to see your blood sugar is going to go up. It's great for women who are pregnant because then they can make sure they're not getting gestational diabetes. The problem's been finding a doctor willing to prescribe a CGM for you, but now the FDA has removed this impediment and cleared a CGM for over-the-counter purchase. It is called the Stelo Glucose Biosensor System, and it's not intended for diabetics using insulin or oral medications that can cause hypoglycemia because it's limited in its ability to detect blood sugars in the low range. But that's less of a consideration for people who are not using insulin or oral hypoglycemic drugs. So check it out, because this is a new opportunity to learn a lot about how you metabolize foods and how your lifestyle affects your blood sugar, one of the number one problems that undermines Americans' health. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that you can obtain supplements via my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And these are the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients to take myself. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. We have podcasts available in your favorite podcast app. You can get new episodes every weekday. Follow us on Facebook. and X, formerly known as Twitter, for the latest health news. Subscribe to our Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. And use drhoffman.com as your health resource. Have a great weekend.